Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Balak in Arzeinu HaKadosha. In Mirat Hashem, we're going to learn the Marsha, which you've touched on before in the past, and we're going to add a new chelek from Rav Mendel Hirsch, the son of Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, in his Pirush on Haftarah. So we have the famous Gemara at the end of Maseches Makis, where the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, Taryag, Mitzvahs, Ne'amar L'Moshe Misinei. Klal Yisrael were given 613 mitzvahs. It's not actually Tanu Rabbanon, it's Darash Rabbi Simloi. Yeah, Darash Rabbi Simloi, Darshan, 630 mitzvahs were told to Moshe Bar Sinai. Shloish Mois, V'shishim V'chamesh, Lavin, 365 Lavin, Kevinim Maisachama, like the days of a solar year. Umesayim va'aboyim v'shmoina esay kenege eivarav shel adam. And 248 mitzvahs asay, positive mitzvahs, which correspond to the eivarim of a person. You want a list of how we have 248 eivarim? Take a look in Mishnayis, Meseches Eholos. Amar Rav Avnuna, Maikra, where is the source for this drasha in the Torah? Where do you find a pasuk to support this? So he answers, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Mayrasha kilas Yaakov. Torah is the gematria 611. Because Moshe gave us 611. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. 611 mitzvahs came from Moshe Rabbeinu. But Anoichi v'lo yielecha, the two most principal mitzvahs, Anoichi v'lo yielecha, mipi hagvura shamanu. Shamanum. We heard those from HaKadosh Baruch himself. So two we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 611 from Moshe Rabbeinu. Continues the Gemara and says, Bo David ve'midan al achas esrei. David came and he recorded, like reestablished it on 11 principles. In other words, instead of 613, you just get it down to 11. Chas v'shalim seems to be like he's reforming the mitzvahs. And the Gemara goes through all the 11 of David. After the Gemara goes through the 11 of David, based on Psukim Tehillim, then the Gemara says, Ba Yeshayahu Vehemidan al Sheish, being Psukim from Yeshayah, where he established, instead of 613, instead of 11, just 6 mitzvahs. Then the Gemara says, we get to Arav Torah, Ba Micha Vehemidan al Shalish. Micha in Parshas Balak Saftaira, we established it all in 3. The Chsiv, Higid Lecha Adam Ma Toif. Listen up, man, I will tell you what is good. Uma Hashem Darish Micha, what does Hashem expect from you? Ki Masois Mishpat, Ve'avas Chesed, Ve'atznea Leches Imalekecha. The Gemara explains, Asois Mishpat Zehadin. The Gemara says, weddings are something you not really possible to do b'tzina. And still you're told, Amr Torah v'atznei aleches, do it with as much sneis as possible. Dvarim shedarkan laseisi b'tzina, with things which are expected to be b'tzinius, Al achas kam v'kama, but the Gemara is not finished. The Gemara goes on and says Yeshayahu came and brought it down to 2 principles, and finally the Gemara says Chavakuk Hanavi came and brought everything onto 1. Shenemar b'tzadik be'emunasoi yichya. A tzadik lives with emuna. In other words, it's enough to have faith. Again, the Gemara chas v'shalom sees the implying some type of form of Reform Judaism, which can't be. So the Marsha brings a number of Rishonim from Rashi and others to explain what the Gemara is trying to do. Marsha brings few Rishonim, different Mahalchim, very, very, very long Marsha. But we're only going to take a snippet from the Marsha. And then the Marsha says, we've discussed it before, he brings the Gemara in Erevin that says that for years, a number of years, Meshamai and Beis Hillel had a discussion, and they were trying to figure out, is it better for man to have been created, for man not to have been created, what's better? And they ended up coming out, Nimnu v'gamru, they took a vote, they counted, and they decided that it's better for man not to be created. They all agreed at the end. Now that you're created, go do Ratzon Hashem. Yifashe Shemaisa, go do tshuva. So he says, what's the question? If Hashem created man, how could it be a tzad that you shouldn't be created? So Masha is mazur with that Gemara, and he says that, of course, we are created to do Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we never would have been created, we wouldn't be able to do the Ratzon Hashem. Well, is it worthwhile for man to be created? Let's see, let's figure out if it's worthwhile for him. See, mitzad mitzvos asay. If you wouldn't have been created, you couldn't have done all those mitzvot asay. So the fact that you were created, you have the opportunity to go along the mitzvot asay, that seems to be worth it to have been created. On the other hand, mitzad mitzvos lois asay, if you never would have been created, you never would have been over, you would never end up in Gehenim, not being over on the mitzvot lois asay. Well, you sort of like lost out from being created, because now you have the opportunity, Nebuch, to be over on the lois asays. So, which one is more kedai for human beings, to have been created or not to have been created? That's what they were discussing. Of course, Hashem wants you to be created and do His ratzon, but was it worth it for you? So they were discussing this, and Nimnu v'gamru, says the Mashal, they decided to count the mitzvahs. And they came up with this number 613. They did the cheshbonis, a lot of different cheshbonis, what the minyan mitzvahs are, and they realized at the end 613, when they broke down that 613, it was 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 lois asay, and as far as human beings goes, it was not worth being created. Well, Hashem created us. Yeah, but we're in danger of, much more in danger of messing up than in danger of being successful. Well, Hashem created us, and it says, Toiv Ma'id, on the creation of man. It must be it was good. Okay. Says the Mashal, that the pshat is, it's mizbar, that's not about us. We're not created for ourselves. Baruch Elokeinu shebra'anu l'chvoidai. Kol ma'asha bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chvoidai bara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything for to bring glory to Him. If it's about Him, it doesn't matter. It's all great. And that's why, you better keep doing a good job, because Hashem created you for Himself. Now here comes the main important part, says the Mashal. There's a lot of proofs to this. The Rabbani Shalom, we're going to get a wee bit philosophical. The Rabbani Shalom mitzat atzmai is one. Hashem Echad. We are many, right? Only one true Echad in the world. Only one true Echad in the world. Vayer, vayver ki yoyim Echad. Like Rashi says, it was the day of only Echad. That's why it doesn't say Yom Rishon. Rashi and Chumash, Mereshis. Say vayer, vayver ki yoyim Rishon, yom Sheni, yom Shlishi. So that Rishon. No, Yom Echad, it was a day of only Echad Israel. There's only one true Echad. Echad mi yodea, say, oh, I have one wife, or I have one piece of kogel left, or I have one gemara above a kama. That's not a real one, that's a borrowed one. Essentially, be'etzem, only one is only Echad Israel. Everything else is a ribuy. There's many of everything. Says the Marsha, if the Rabbi Shalom is Echad, so He also only gave one mitzvah. There is only one mitzvah. And that mitzvah is, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, recognize who I am. Bring me kavod. Tein kavod l'shmai. That's the only mitzvah. And the opposite side, Lo Yelecha, is don't give kavod to someone else. So it's all one. Us human beings, we're not one. We cannot accept this mitzvah as one, so it gets broken down to us in 613 expressions. 248 mitzvahs asays, 365 lois asays, are the way that we as human beings are able to go along with Makabel. Klai Yisrael are able to relate to this mitzvah, this one mitzvah of Anoichin L'yilacha. They're only able to relate to it by so many different parts, and how we eat, right? All the mitzvahs to do with eating. And all the times during the year, how we go through time, and so on and so forth. The mitzvahs are really, though, it's one mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu only said at Har Sinai, Anoichin L'yilacha. And Rashi already brings, at the beginning of Aseres HaDibros, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really spoke one mimer. And Rashi in Chumash brings more. The Rabbeinu Saad Yigoyim, Rashi brings in the Mishpatim, the Rabbeinu Saad Yigoyim said, all the mitzvahs are included in the Aseres HaDibros. So really, It was all included in the one Maimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one mitzvah. So, this whole business of counting up, making our cheshbonos, is it worth it for us or not? Again, that's, you know, what are our chances of succeeding without tshuva? Fine. So yes, we're here, we're going to have to work on tshuva, but we're here for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's only one mitzvah. And the point of everything always is to get to this one mitzvah, live with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Me'ele, Zok Demasha, these other Nevi'im, who were giving you different kalal and breaking it down to 11, to 9, to 6, and maybe I skipped one of them in Gemara, all the Shitas, and Micho 3, and Chavakuk 1, are just giving you principles to help you focus on what the ultimate goal is. As you're doing mitzvahs, you have to be focusing on these goals. So, again, I encourage you to learn this Masha. It's amazing, amazing Masha. It's brilliant, like they say in England. Unless it really means you look good, I don't know how it works. Anyways, it's an amazing, amazing Masha. And I want to now go, after we're mocked in this Masha, which we've spent before in Shurim, I'd love to say it again, is to go to some Sukkim in the Haftarah and focus on these three with this, to the R of the Masha's words. And we're going to learn a little bit from the Navi together. We'll go back to that Gemara, and we're going to again see here, explain the Sukkim based on the Pirish of Reb Mendele Hirsch, the son of Reb Shamshon Rafal. Ami, my nation. Me'a sisi l'cha, says the Haftarah. What did I do to you? U'mohel yisich, and how did I ever exhaust you? Anebi, respond to me. Exhaustion comes when you don't know why you're doing something, when you feel purposeless. Ami, my nation. What makes you into a nation? What forges you into a nation? What makes you different than the French, the Swiss, and the Pakistani? What makes you different is the fact that you have these mitzvahs. This designs you. This makes you. This builds your kesher with me. So it's not just some culture that you have. This is your essence of who you are. These mitzvahs. I mean, my nation. And why do you feel that mitzvahs are just too much or too difficult? This helps you get to your purpose to be who you are. Ki ha'elisicho me'aretz Mitzrayim, and I'll prove it to you. When I took you out of Mitzrayim, it was just about getting to the promised land. Then Hashem would have taken us out of Mitzrayim and said, okay guys, go. Go to the promised land. Work it out. But I sent you three special leaders. Ve'eshlach lefanecha es Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. I sent these three before because it wasn't just about getting to the promised land. It was about becoming my nation. A nation that recognizes Anochi Yudkei Vavkei Elekecha. So I sent you these three. Moshe, who taught you the Dinim, the Musar, Taras Hashem, who taught you all 613 mitzvahs. I sent you Aaron, who is Oyev Shalom, Reid of Shalom, who taught you how to live sweet lives of it, Adam Lechaveroi. Without that, you don't have Yiddishkeit. And I sent you Miriam. Miriam taught you how to bring inside yourselves an inner tzniyus, a living with beautiful midas inside with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be able to raise your families like that. And in case you don't get it, if you still don't get it, Klal Yisrael, says the Navi, well, you know who got it? You know who figured out who you were? Balak and Bilam had you guys figured out, because Ami, my nation. Zecharna ma'yo'atz Balak melech mayav. Remember how Balak wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael and curse them? Uma ono oisei Bilam and Ba'ar. And what did Bilam tell him? Bilam told him, I cannot. Hashem lives with them. Hashem elikov imoy. Suras melech boy. Lo'hivit avim iyak. Kadosh Baruch Hu just enjoys them. They have a special relationship. I cannot interfere. I cannot curse them. And the only thing Bilam had, suggestion was, break that relationship between them. If you get Hashem upset at them, by me mashal them in znus, oh, men ashitim ad Gilgal. If you do that, if you interfere, then I'll be able to. But as long as they have this relationship, I cannot curse them. L'man das sitkes Hashem. You realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and is with you. No matter what, He tries to work it out with you. And the final pasuk of Haftarah, like we said, the Gemara says, in the light of that background, listen up, man. Let me explain to you what is good. What does Hashem insist and request and beseech you to do? Those three things the Gemara says, these correspond to the three roles that I gave three tzaddikim to teach you. Asois mishpat. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching you. to live with Torah. The Avas Chesed. That's what Aaron was teaching you. To see the good in each other. To be Ayyush Shalom, Roydish Shalom. To love each other. That's what I gave you Miriam for. So it wasn't about just getting some land, having some culture, having falafel and your national flower and bird. No. It was about becoming a nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people through these three principles. And I sent you three special instructors to teach you these three things. You have to have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then nothing goes wrong. Bilam and Balak got it. They realized this. You have to realize it too. Ami, my nation. Mitzvahs are there to forge you. Mitzvahs are there to give you your character. There are 613 ways of getting to the one point. Like the Gemara's Maskana is. That Chavakuk came out with a sort of, for his dar, with a fa'at. Just live with a munuk. That's really what it is. It's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean to be just a Jew by heart, Kas v'shalom. Shemesh Shem Yirkav reformers who would completely misinterpret this Gemara. It's about living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single moment. Because really, the mitzvahs are just about one thing. Realizing, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. Like the Maral discusses in Tiferes, Maral says, why does the mitzvah of Anochi, why is it, he brings from Evan Ezra, asks, why is the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha written not as an instruction, to say, believe me, trust in me. It doesn't say that, it just states a fact. I am your God, and that's counted as a mitzvah. So like the Maral, yes. Because it is a fact. It is the mitzvah. You have to get to that mitzvah. The mitzvah is just to recognize that more and more. To live with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Not to get focused just on the mitzvahs. If you get focused on the mitzvahs, and you're forgetting what's behind all the mitzvahs, then Chas HaShalom, you kind of missed it. So you have to keep every single one of the mitzvahs. But it has to be with this background of knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize and live with Him at every moment. Good Shabbos.